Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Polygamy in the pulpit? The problem of men who are divorced and remarried, assuming the office of the pastor in local churches, seems to be growing. I'm aware that it's not a new problem. At least one well-known Baptist pastor of more than a century ago, B.H. Carroll, was divorced and remarried. But the issue seems to be on the rise these days. And I see it as a sign of the times. As we grow closer and closer to the last days, the Bible tells us that there will be unnatural affections and lack of discipline and distrust of authority. In short, people will come to a place where they do not believe the Bible. Even men who claim to be called to the ministry will wrest the scriptures to suit their own circumstances. It stands to reason, I think, and as the spirit of Antichrist becomes stronger, being our own God, deciding for ourselves what is right, will become more and more an inclination. After all, it is the original temptation Satan put before Eve. The problem of a divorced man pastoring has issues all its own, but one of the outcomes is that it leads to other compromises. If we won't accept this rule for the office of a bishop, why would we embrace any doctrine or standard of the Word of God? I don't want to be hateful and mean-spirited, but I do want to be true to the Bible and plain in my speech. This sin has terrible consequences. It leads to weaker families in the church, and this will in time lead to ever weaker churches. Can these men be used to the Lord? Well, of course they can, in a number of ways, if they will but submit to the truth of the Word of God and assume the roles in the church, other than the pastorate. God will be glorified in their absolute obedience to His Word, and others will learn the consequences of the bad choices in marriage, and marriage will be honored in the church. Who better to teach young men to enter into marriage only after much prayer and counsel and after being assured that they have indeed found the woman God created for them than the man who has forfeited his calling to pastor because he was not so careful? The problem is real and growing. In the face of it, what should other preachers do? Well, biblically, we ought to mark that man. We ought to have no fellowship with that man. But then we ought to admonish him as a brother, not hateful and despising him, but admonishing him as a brother. Love him and give him scriptural places to serve and be used of the Lord.